Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 245 of the Big Mouth Small Words podcast. I'm your host, as always, Patrick Kearns, and I'm feeling amazing on this must-do Monday. I want to thank everyone who has supported and contributed to the five tasks each day that has become a part of the task team. There has been plenty of days that a lot of you have motivated me to get off my ass and make a difference, so thank you once again for that. For anyone that does not know what the task team is, it's as simple as this. I just want to build a community of people that are like-minded, that want to progress, which is what this podcast is all about. Eventually, I think me and Vanessa are going to turn that into something else, but for right now, it's all free, and we're all just part of a team trying to get it going. So all you got to do is go to your Instagram and click on one of your stories, share five tasks that you want to do. It could be as simple as getting out of bed. It could be as simple as drinking a cup of water. It could be as big as running a marathon. But each task, you start to stack wins. It's just like anything we've talked about on this podcast. The more wins you stack, the easier everything gets, the better you can do, and the more you level up. So there's that. I made a reel on the Big Mouth Small Words podcast on Instagram where I told everyone to keep working. And that is what I've been doing. Not just working out, which I've been doing very well at, but mental work, which is just as important. I have started reading a book, and I know that that sounds ridiculous, and you want to know something? I'm going to clap for myself. Because if you had told even a year ago Pat that he would be reading, he would think that you were an idiot. So I started reading a book called Men's Work, written by Connor Beaton. I'm about a quarter of the way through it, and while some of it is a bit much, there is some great lessons to be learned from this book. I recently read a chapter where it asks you very personal questions to confront your shadow, which is all of the terrible things in your head. And I felt it would be appropriate if I could take each question and answer it on this podcast, because I myself am an open book. There were a lot of things in my past that I hid, but not anymore. So I'm going to go over these questions. If you want to write them down, I'm going to read them to you as like, so the first question is, what I don't like others to know about my past is dot, dot, dot. Once I hit the dot, 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 you can write that thing down. I'm going to answer my question. If you want to use this as an exercise for yourself, you can do that too. But so anyway, what I don't like about others to know about my past is that I wasn't always the man I am today. I lied a lot in my past. A lot of the times the lies were just to make people happy or to make things seem dope because, you know, you only live once. And then they became a little too easy for me and a little bit out of control. And I said and I did things back in high school to keep an image of what I thought people wanted me to be. Certainly wasn't true to a lot of people. I certainly wasn't true to myself for a long time in my life. So that is not something that I'm proud of and that I want people to know about my past, but I learned from it, and it got me into who I am today, so that's that. What I least want people to know about me is dot, dot, dot. That's a good one. That I don't have all the answers. I very desperately want to be a person that can answer most questions. I want to be the one who can help lead a team to victory. But there's not much difference between me and any of you listening. I mean, I learn like you guys. I feel pain like you guys. Love, fail, learn like everybody else. I certainly do my best, but I'm very aware that I still don't have it all figured out. It's not going to stop me from trying, though. So there's that. What I often hide about myself to gain social acceptance is, I would love to hear a lot of y'all's answers out there on this one. This is a good question. That I'm always happy. I give off positive vibes because that's what I want. I want to be positive, but it doesn't mean that I'm always positive, you know? I want to have a good time. I want everyone around me to have a good time, but a lot of the times that's not the case. I've played many shows and I've hung out with many people many times being depressed as all hell with a smile on my face, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that, but I definitely hide that. That's 100% true. What I hide about my past relationship is, this is going to sound really douchey, but that I was a really good guy, that I did everything in my power to make it work. I kind of let my ex-partner trash my name, and I didn't say a lot of things. I just let it go because what's the point to banter back and forth? But I would say what I hide about my past relationship is that I was a really good guy and it just didn't work, but that I did the best I could. When someone disagrees with me, I feel annoyed. I don't talk about things I'm not passionate about, so I for sure can get easily annoyed if poked without a legitimate argument. But I am absolutely always open to the other side of the argument. So, yeah, I would say annoyed. That's my answer. The emotion I tend to hide from others is That's very easy. Pain. For me, it's pain. When I lose a loved one or I'm faced with an extreme loss of some kind, I close up. I deal with it myself and I suffer alone and I suffer from it big time. I'm trying to find a better coping mechanism. And I'm trying to, you know, evolve and open up as the years pass, but this is still something that I'm guilty of to this day. Luckily, I have, like, Batch as a great friend. I've got Murph. I've got a good support system. I've got Vanessa, a great partner. You know, awesome family members around me. So I've got plenty of people around me to help, but it's still definitely a problem to this day. The emotion I least like to express to my partner is anger. I want to be a safe space for my partner. I want her to feel loved and comfortable at all times. I do my absolute best to never direct my anger at my partner in any situation. My father said being a man is all about I would have to say going to work. If you weren't a good worker, you were trash. If you couldn't sacrifice your social life to work overtime, you were worthless. He believed in getting the job done by any means necessary before you were ever allowed to have fun. But he was cut from that cloth. I mean, he was a part of that generation that was all about work. So I'm not too surprised about that. My mother said being a man is I would say my mom would say being a man is all about showing up. Whether that's being there for your family or for your partner, a friend, or even just showing up for yourself and what you believe in. She would say, you know, be a man of your word. If you say you're going to do something, do it. That's how I would say she would justify being a man. What I've been avoiding in my life slash relationship is Oh, dark. I pretty much talk about everything, but I would say the one thing I've been avoiding is the dark truth that it all ends. The thought that no matter what we do, we're going to lose the ones we love in our lives. I know that's brutal and dark, but it's true. I mean, I struggle with the thought of death a lot. But I'm a hell of a lot better now because of the unwavering support of my current partner. I don't like to talk about my past. That's easy. I will share a funny story from time to time. I will take a trip down memory lane to avoid a future problem. But I for sure, for the most part, try to be present. I try not to go too far into the future. I try not to go too far into the past. I just want to be present. So there's that. My anger is waiting. My anger is waiting to be unleashed if I ever need to protect the ones I care about. That is easy. I lose control of my anger when I let things build up too much for sure. I'm usually very good about controlling my anger, but the only times that it has gotten the best of me would be from drinking far too much Jack Daniels or letting all of my problems pile up until I explode. I am quick to judge others for I would say making fun of their friends. I'll be honest here. I don't mind a few funny comments from time to time. But when you start to like shit on someone for an obvious flaw, it's not really a joke anymore. So, yeah, I mean, most people that do that are just pointing out other people's flaws to cover up their own, and I'm just not about that. So, my potential is ... limitless. I feel that way not just about myself, but about any of you listening. I believe that we are all capable of amazing things as long as we have the courage to believe it. I used to think that hope was the first step on the road to disappointment, but now I believe that it's all that you need to succeed. When I am stressed, I deal with it by ... just taking a moment, taking a deep breath. I think of the fact that I am lucky to be alive. I think of those that I care about and what I'm going to accomplish after I fix said current problem. Answering these questions feels ... liberating. It's not what I would normally think of. So when I got into these questions, I was like, damn, I need more self-reflection for sure. Those who don't know their own past are doomed to repeat it. We've said that many times on this podcast. So every now and then you got to take a stroll down memory lane so you don't repeat a mistake. And I think part of life is facing hard truths that you want to avoid. I think that I'm going to integrate this list each month to help give me perspective moving forward. And as I was trying to say earlier, if any of you out there are iffy on answering any of these questions that you heard, you should pick a few of them, write them down, think about them, and work on them. You don't have to tell the world like I'm telling the world. You can keep it to yourself. But I think it's very important to know yourself, every part of you, not just the good things. Because the good things define you, the bad things define you. You are you. And society is going to try to tell you that you got to be perfect when it's impossible. You're going to be chasing an imaginary brass ring the rest of your life if you shoot for that, if you try to figure that out. And I'm not telling you to not aim for perfection, because as we've said many times, it's okay to aim at it. Just know that it's not possible. So all we can do is the best that we can every day. Every day we'll strive to be more. Every day we'll strive to be better. I'm going to end the podcast here. I want to thank y'all for listening. I'm going to keep reading this book. I'm going to keep working out. Quest for 250 is on its way. We're going to crush it. It's Monday. Enjoy the rest of your weeks. I will see you next week. Good luck. Talk to y'all.